Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Piper's home from college for the summer and working at an ice cream place, and her parents wanted to get her a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. So I'm going to call with some suggestions for her ice cream place.
Ice cream. This is Piper. How can I help you?
Hey, Piper. How are you? This is Jerry.
I'm good. Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I come to your place all the time. Great ice cream.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
I've actually been putting things in the suggestion box for a long time, and no one has gotten back to me, so I thought I would give you a call with some of my suggestions.
Yeah, sure.
I think you guys use the styrofoam cups. I think we could be a lot more earth-friendly with, like, a more recyclable cup, if possible. That would be great. You got to care about the environment.
I will write that down.
You can get recyclable spoons, and really the straws are a big problem right now. Even Tom Brady was talking about it. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
Yeah. They make these straws that you can get, like, out of paper. They pretty much disintegrate by the time you're done with your drink. But if you drink really fast, they work great. So you look into those. You ever see, like, at Fenway, they serve ice cream in, like, a batting helmet, a little miniature batting helmet?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you had, like, an actual batting helmet, you could call it, like, the big slugger, and, you know, you could hold, like, probably 30 scoops of ice cream.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I like a lot of ice cream.
I am so sorry to interrupt
you. Do you guys have, like, any new flavors coming? Because I had some ideas for some new flavors. I know that, like, lobster ice cream is very popular. But I think it's really, like, last season. I think if you went with more of, like, a tuna fish ice cream, you know, mayo's already cold.
That is an idea.
Do you know what the flavor of the season is right now?
No, I do not.
Pickle is the flavor of the season. So I think a nice pickle ice cream would be delicious.
I
think that would be really
pass
great.
Pass that along. Well, thank you so much for
Have you ever thought of, like, a sriracha or, like, a ghost pepper? It could be, like, spice cream instead of ice cream. You know, really hot ice cream.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Tom Brady's avocado ice cream?
Not, no.
You know, and avocados are getting a lot of publicity for it, but you know what I think is not getting a lot of publicity these days is asparagus. And I think people are afraid of asparagus ice cream because it might make their pee smell. Did you get all this written down?
I do.
You have that written down?
That's true.
I have it written
down. You think maybe like a nice clam, you know, a steamers and butter crunch? Would that be a good flavor for the summer?
Not for me, but maybe
fried clams?
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
What do you think you'd put in, like, a Lauren and Wally ice cream?
What did you say?
Like a Brian Bellbuster parfait.
No way.
Hey, Piper, this is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my God. I was like, who is this guy? Why won't you stop talking?
Your parents, David and Gail, wanted to say happy birthday with a Brian Bell buster, so we thought you'd call you at work.
Thanks.
Have a great summer. Thanks for listening to WROR and the Lauren and Wally Show, and keep scooping.
Okay, cool. I love you guys, by the way.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.